Chapter 1. Adnan brushed away the last shards of shattered window glass that were scattered all over the floor. It had taken 6 hours of effort, hard labor, to restore his bookstore to order. But finally a new window was in place, and there was no dangerous glass shrapnel anywhere for any of his customers to step on. Luckily for Adnan, he was in the back with a customer when the roadside bomb exploded, the third in 2 years. The thing exploded about 500 feet away from his store, aimed at a small gathering of workers, and it had taken its bitter toll. 5 casualties and dozens of injured workers in all.
Maybe everyone is right, Adnan considered. Maybe it's time I close up my bookshop and leave the country like most everyone else has.
Baghdad wasn't safe anymore. It hadn't been since the day the regime had changed. Not a day went by without casualties anymore, and bombs, kidnappings, and shootings were rampant. It wasn't the Iraq Adnan used to live in, the place where people could at least feel safe living with their families. The worst part about it was that the bombings and continuous conflict seemed to be for no reason, and things were just getting worse. The questions tumbled in the disgruntled shop owner's mind.
How did all this happen? Who's behind it all? What do they stand to gain from it?
Like most Iraqis, Adnan didn't care who the ruler was or who was in charge. He'd never been into politics. He'd only wished for a nice, safe place where he and his family and their future generations could live. A place of peaceful harmony, better education, work opportunities, and free of wars. Adnan's wife called again, understandably still worried about the bombing. She wanted to make sure everything was all right now, and before getting off the phone, she again urged him, as she'd done often in recent weeks, to consider leaving Iraq for good. As if he wasn't already aware of it, she frantically reminded him that she couldn't take it anymore, that she wanted to raise their family in a better place.
I just want to enjoy a peaceful night for once, Adnan. Baghdad isn't safe, she said, her final words before she hung up.
Adnan was torn apart by it all. If it wasn't for his shop, he would have left a long time ago, as it was becoming painfully obvious that the tumultuous situation in Baghdad was going to require years, maybe even a decade, before it would calm down. He walked around his shop, looking at it from left to right. While he recalled happy memories, they were far from the current reality. He'd been working there for the past 41 years. His father had started the business in 1944, and when Adnan turned 6, his father began bringing him along to help him carry books and rearrange them. As the years passed, Adnan realized that he had as much passion for the work and the store as his father did. He eventually took over the shop, and it had been his second home ever since. Come to think of it, he spent more time there than at home, but he had a family of his own now. A beautiful wife and 2 young boys, and their safety was not negotiable.
That's it. This bomb was the last straw, he decided.
He'd been thinking it over for several hours, in fact, and finally his mind was made up.
I'll organize the bookshop and sell it so we can start a new life elsewhere, in a new and better place, he said out loud, as if making a vow to no one in particular.
Adnan knew selling wouldn't be difficult, as his store was in the path of much traffic and a bevy of loyal customers, and anyone willing to take the daily risks of life would make some good money with the place. Around 6 p.m., Adnan asked his assistant to leave. He needed to be alone. He turned off the front lights, put the closed sign on the door, locked the shop up, and began rearranging books and putting them in the right sections. The Arabic ones were arranged according to subjects, and the English and other foreign language books were on the other side. Adnan's father was one of the first people to bring non-Arabic books to Baghdad. In addition to selling the books, Adnan's store also loaned them out. In one small sitting corner, patrons could read the books right there in the shop.